You're listening to SBS News. In just under half a century, the Worldwide Fund for Nature says the world has wiped out more than half of its wildlife. And amid that, the Conservation Science Manager with WWF Australia, Martin Taylor, says koala numbers have been falling even more sharply.
What the Living Planet Report tells us is that wildlife populations around the world, on average, have collapsed by 60% since 1970. Now, that's about 13.6% decline every decade. But in Australia, our koalas have been collapsing at 21% per decade. So koalas are declining faster than the global average of wildlife populations in the world.
Mr. Taylor says land clearing in Queensland and New South Wales has particularly contributed to the marsupials' habitat loss.
The reason Eastern Australia is on the list of global deforestation fronts is because the Queensland government axed the laws that protect our forests in 2012, and now the New South Wales government has done the same thing last year, to the point where, for example, we saw koala habitat being cleared at three times the rate it was before the laws were axed in northern New South Wales.
Louise McRae from the Zoological Society of London contributed to the study. She's told the ABC land being cleared to grow crops to feed the world's growing population is one of the significant causes of the reduction in animal numbers around the world.
The driving force of that is conversion of land for agriculture. So it's pretty much needing land to provide us with our food that is one of the biggest drivers of these declines. And secondly, the second biggest threat was over-exploitation. So that's things like hunting, overfishing, and also the illegal wildlife trade, which is something we've been hearing about quite a lot recently.
Ms. McRae says habitat loss is a threat to not just animals, but humans too.
A lot of people appreciate nature for its intrinsic properties, but we perhaps don't realise how much we rely on nature and healthy ecosystems. So anything from providing us services such as pollination for important food crops to providing medicines from certain plants.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.